Today, I have Chairman of Global Life, Tony LaCavera, with me. Thanks a lot for doing an interview with me on a Sunday, Tony.
My pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
So, Tony, as a customer, as a consumer, I felt my Christmas comes early this year, and I really look forward to April when my current contract with Bell expires. So, let me start by asking you, in your interview with BNN, you said you guys don't have a customer. You don't have any customers today. So what is Wynn's plan to sign up customers, in particular in the next 2 weeks before Christmas and maybe in 3 weeks before New Year's, like this upcoming shopping period?
We're very excited. We think that the Minister of Industry cabinet made the right decision in overturning the CRTC, and it's been a long road to getting our network ready. We have our team hired. We have the contact center trained and ready to go. We're going to be opening stores next week. We're very excited to get going. So our plan to sign up customers is really, we've created an offering that's very focused on the shortcomings the Canadians are experiencing in their current wireless experience. Canadians are very frustrated with the customer service levels they have in wireless today. And of course, many Canadians feel like they're spending too much money on their wireless phone or not getting really good value for money. So we're spending a lot of time. We have spent a lot of time, and we're going to continue to spend a lot of time talking to Canadians in the conversation we originally started on wireless soapbox, and we're continuing that conversation on WinMobile.ca, continuing to talk to Canadians about what they want to see in wireless.
So how soon are we going to be able to see the pricing plans that you guys have?
We're going to be launching this coming week, so obviously we're going to announce all the pricing and plans. Our target is to launch as early as possible before Christmas, so we're going to be obviously announcing all the specifics of the plans and pricing in conjunction with the launch.
So rumors have said it was tomorrow, Monday, but it's not, from the sound of it, it's not quite tomorrow yet, right?
That's correct.
But it'll be next week, like Monday to Friday, like one of those days we're going to get it.
That's the target, yeah. Of course, we're not going to do anything, barring any unforeseen circumstances. I mean, we have one chance to be out in the marketplace and demonstrate to Canadians that we are their fourth national carrier. So, yes, barring any unforeseen surprises, that's the goal.
So I guess if I'm hearing you right, you want to do it right instead of rushing it and get the launch right.
Absolutely.
So in terms of the choices of the phones, I understand that you guys don't have the Apple iPhone or the Google phone available at launch. But do you guys plan to at some point in the future, like hopefully the near future, have those phones available too?
Yeah, of course. We're planning to expand our handset offering as quickly as possible. But also, again, going back to the earlier point about wanting to ensure we do it right, we're absolutely focused on making sure we do it right. So we're going to actually add handsets as we can manage the merchandising and inventory management and distribution of those phones. So we're setting up a lot of new systems, and we want to make sure that we do this the right way.
So there are no technical reasons stopping you guys from supporting the iPhone, and when the Google phone comes out, like you guys would be able to support it. It's just the merchandising, like getting the phones in store and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
There's absolutely no reason why we can't support those phones. There's no reason why we can't have obviously our platform is open and flexible, and our goal is basically to offer a broad section of handsets over a longer period of time. But in the very short term, again, our objective is basically to make sure that we do this right and we don't rush stuff to market that isn't ready for market.
On Friday, you said on BNN that you have a target of 4 to 6 million subscribers in 5 years. I want to ask you, how many of those 4 to 6 million do you expect would be customers switching from your competitors, and how many would be brand new mobile phone users?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that what's going to happen now is you're going to see, obviously, the market is going to continue to grow. The macro trends are clearly, there's exploding demand for data services. There's growth in voice and texting. I mean, the mobile internet is growing, and obviously applications are exploding along with that. So you're seeing all this growth happen. I think that we're going to participate in that growth, and we want Canadians to see us challenging, but we also know that the market is growing, and we want to be participating in that growth.
Right. Okay. All right. So you're not going to tell me like what is the percentage, or I guess to give you.
Well, I think it's not that I'm trying to be vague. I think that the fact is that's going to be different in every market, right?
Right. True.
You have to start to break it down by province, by city, by territory, and see what offerings are out there from the incumbents today, and some areas of the country are very expensive, and the plan with the choice of handsets is more reduced. We're not as flexible, so Canadians have less choice, and where we may be taking more from incumbents.
Right, yeah.
In parts of the country, like in downtown Toronto, obviously all seven brands, the three main brands and the sub-brands of those three incumbents are all in full swing, and there's many different outlets. So, I mean, it's not like Canadians in downtown Toronto will have more choice than Canadians in Halifax or Canadians in Winnipeg. So,
true.
Depends on the market is really the answer.
True, you're very right on that. So, in a blog post by a University of Ottawa's Professor Michael Geis, he picked two specific paragraphs in the government's audit in council, and his reading and analysis is this, quote, these paragraphs signal the prioritization of enhanced competition in the marketplace with support for foreign investment. The removal of foreign control limits may not be far behind. Can I get a comment from you?
I believe the foreign ownership rules are very important. I think that it's important that there be a public debate about the foreign ownership and control rules, because I think that they're very important and they have a very important role to play. But I do think that it's important to note that Globalize has always complied with the foreign and control ownership rules as they're drafted today. We complied with them. Industry Canada gave us their approval. The CRTC made a different interpretation of the control impact test that's a component of the control ownership rules. And now the government has said, well, we don't agree with the CRTC's interpretation. Globalize is clear to operate. So I think it's a really, a situation where there needs to be an extended public debate. I think the control and ownership rules are important.
And which leads to another question. This one is based on a Twitter by Michael Hennessy, the senior VP of TELUS. In his Twitter, he said, if Wynn is Canadian, then so was King Jude. That was his Twitter. And this is my personal feeling. I replied to his Twitter saying, Merry Christmas, Michael. My Christmas comes early today. So I guess, what's your comment on Michael's Twitter?
Obviously, I think he's completely misinterpreted the control and ownership rules. I think that the control and ownership rules are important and must be applied fairly to every company, and I think he's totally misinterpreted the rules. He obviously is very motivated to protect the cozy oligopoly that exists in Canada in wireless, and we're here to break that oligopoly down. We're out of the gate, and we're going to launch shortly and break that oligopoly down, and so that's where we're at.
Yeah, as a mobile user, I mean, I'm all for you guys. I'm rooting for you. So I guess I'm not extremely partial in this. I mean, I'm not extremely objective in this reporting. But I guess who can complain on that, right? Canadians need competitions and better pricing. So finally, a final question, a personal question. I understand, you study at University of Toronto. When you graduated in 1997, I think with an engineering degree, right? Did you ever think that you would be starting a wireless provider competing with the likes of the Bell and TELUS and Rogers?
I started my company Globalize. I started just after I graduated in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been, an entrepreneur my whole career, and I've always had ambitions to compete with the big guys long term. And obviously, I'm very excited and feel very excited and privileged to have the opportunity to partner with Mr. Sawiris and Orascom to give these guys a real run for their money. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to give them a real run for their money now.
All right, well, good. Look forward to seeing you guys' pricing plans and whatnot, and maybe trying out your phones and seeing what the service is like. I hope you guys would have a lot better customer service and, well, put it this way, reliable and good network, right? I mean, if it is just as crappy as other people and my personal experiences with Bell, then you guys would hear complaints too, right?
Well, I mean, look, the reality is it is absolutely a startup company.
Mm-hmm.
We are a startup company. The network is brand new. There's no question we're going to make mistakes. It's not going to be perfect. So as we've been saying to Canadians all the way through, we're launching a new company. It is a startup. And we need feedback on windmobile.ca, where we're having problems, so we can constantly improve the offering. The most important thing between the difference between us and the way the incumbents behave is we want to hear what Canadians have to say. And we've been listening to Canadians since we started the company.
Yeah, and you guys have. Like, I follow your wireless soapbox and winmobile.ca, the comments that people have been leaving to you guys and whatnot, and you guys seem to be listening. And now we will see what you guys have in the pricing plans and the options and keep looking for this kind of interactive response and interactions with the customers, I guess, in comparison to your big three competitors, which is pretty silent in the social media environment and, I guess, with the willingness to talk to customers.
That's right. Well, look, you got it right. We've got a long road ahead of us. We've got to work hard to build Canadians' confidence that we are a reliable service provider. It's not going to happen overnight, and we're not going to be perfect out of the gate, so we need input from people like yourself, you know, people that are interested in the industry, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future. Thank you for the call.
All right, well, thank you very much, Tony. You have a great Sunday. Bye-bye now.
Have a good